My grandfather, or as I called him, Papu, was an amazing man and an exceptional grandfather. He always encouraged me to be the best I could be, and he always has been there to support me. Papu was an amazing storyteller and always kept me entertained. We spent many afternoons taking care of his garden, watering his plants, etc. When I was 5 years old, Papu made me a financial deal with me that he would pay me a penny for every dandelion that I picked in the backyard. I think that I picked $1 that day. However, Papu has never let me forget that I blew the seeds all over the yard and that my work that day created at least 500 more dandelions than were there previously. Papu loved to read books to me when I was younger and invented games to play with me. His passion for the arts and his ambitious skills for drawing have also rubbed off on me. Papu had a passion for the arts, and he loved to see me dance and draw. I hope to take that passion to college with me when I minor in art and dance. Papu and Noni attended every one of my dance recitals. This was the first year that he wasn't able to attend my dancer shows. It was very sad to not have him there, but he eagerly watched the dress rehearsals that my dad recorded. He liked to tell me that he loved watching me dance and that every year I was a better dancer. Now, whenever I go see a musical, draw a picture, or dance, I'll always think of him. He always liked to give me money because he said that was a part of being a Jewish grandfather. Papu did this even when he wasn't feeling well. His stories of his travels during his Merchant Marine years have encouraged me to hopefully travel throughout the world someday. I think of my Papu when I am traveling and studying abroad while I'm in college. I will never forget the wonderful times I've had with my Papu. I love him deeply, and he will always be in my heart.